Blog Talk Radio. Let me see what T.D. Jake has and what Joel Osteen But guess what? That's how he speaks to me. He speaks to me through those two ministers. And sometimes, you know, it's so amazing. Both of them are saying the same thing, the same type of message. So I know it's God telling me something. So when I need a word from God, I just tune in to T.D. Jakes and Joel Osteen because they will give it to me. So I just enjoy. Sometimes I don't like waking up, and sometimes I can go right back to sleep. But sometimes I can't. And I think when I can, I think that's when the Lord wants me to hear something. And most of the time, that's exactly what it is. Well, tonight, the topic is, for every problem, there is a prescription. And the scripture is going to talk about this woman in the Bible, Luke 13, the 12th verse, 13 chapter, the 12th verse. And when Jesus saw her, he saw her to him and said unto her, "Woman, thou art loose from thy infirmity." I'm going to be using the word infirmity a lot, so let me give a definition. Infirmity, the condition of being feeble. And this lady was very weak, that she could not get up, and she was sick for 18 years. So when I be talking about infirmity, it's talking about this lady, the condition of being feeble, too weak to get up. And in this passage where it talks about this woman, there are three major characters in the story. These characters are the person, the problem, and the prescription. It is important to remember that for every person, there will be a problem. Even more importantly, every problem, our God has a prescription. Our mighty God has a solution to our problem. Jesus' opening statement to the problem in this woman's life is not a recommendation for counseling, but it is a challenging command. And here's another scripture too. Blessed is the man that walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stand in the way of sinners, nor sit in the seat of the scornful. That's Psalms, first chapter, the first verse. Where there's no counsel in the people fall, but in the multitude of counselors there is safety. Proverbs 11:14. But getting back to talking about the woman, it is clear after you have analyzed the situation, after you have understood its origin, it will still take the authority of God's word to put the path under your feet. This woman was suffering as a result of something that attacked her 18 years early. This kind of drama is afresh to the victim today as it is the day it occurred. Although the problem may be rooted in the past, the prescription is present word from God. Remember that for every problem you face, heaven has a divine prescription. God has a command of authority that you can bring against your present condition. Identify your infirmity. Thou art loose from thy infirmity. Luke, getting back to Luke 13:12. Jesus Christ is the Word of God, and the Word is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. There is to say, the Word you are hearing today is able to heal you yesterday. Jesus said to the woman, thou art Ruth. He did not call her by name. He wasn't speaking to her just as a person. He spoke to her as a femininity. He spoke to her in her song, the song in her. If you believe that the Lord spoke to, I believe that the Lord spoke to the twinkle that existed in her eyes and when she was a child, to the girlish glow, that makeup that can never seem to recapture. He spoke to her God-given uniqueness. He spoke to her gender. Her problem didn't begin suddenly. It had existed in her life for 18 years. Yes, we are looking at a woman who had a personal war going on inside of her. Could imagine being sick that long? 18 years is a long time. These struggles must be tainted many other areas of her life. The infirmity that attacked her life was physical. However, many women who also wrestle with infirmities in emotional drama. These infirmities can be just as challenging as a physical affliction. Invite solution. Invite the Holy Spirit to come and help your identify your infirmity, whatever that's in your body that's causing discomfort, that needs your Holy Spirit to heal you. The specific area where God wants to bring healing in your life, allow Him to speak directly and intimately to you. He always comes with love, compassion, and hope. Trust His progress. Then ask God to start giving you passage from scriptures to stand on His promises for healing. He doesn't want to leave you simply recognizing your infirmity. He wants to give you your hope from His word that there is a future beyond your past. Let God be a rescuer and a healer. This type of, getting back to the woman, this type of person may be a tower of faith and prayer for others, but impotent when it comes to her own limitation. That person may be the only other that you can rely on. Sometimes we, as you begin your healing journey, be careful not to fall prey to the temptation of trying to lift yourself. Even though you have been able to lift others up successfully, you can do it. So stop trying. This is what the Holy Spirit is saying. You may be able to help lift up others during their time of infirmity or reasons of difficulty, but your own healing and freedom, you must completely surrender to the Holy Spirit. Let God be your rescuer and healer, rather than you trying to do the impossible for yourself. Now, in some situations, you do have to do things for yourself as well. The Holy Spirit will give you the wisdom and understanding what to do. Sometimes you need to go to the doctor to see what's going on with your body. And so we don't know quite the whole situation with the lady, with the woman in the Bible. You know, she was 18 years dealing with this. Just like the man that visited the temple for years and years, never tried to get up. But did she ever try to get up? Did she ever try to do anything to make her situation better? And after 18 years, she knew about Jesus and wanting Jesus to heal her. Sometimes we don't do things, anything about situations where we can make changes. And we, of course, we're going to ask the Holy Spirit to help us, to help with whatever situation that we are dealing with. So just remember that you have to make some effort as well. I want to continue on talking about our daily walk with God. And this is coming from Colossians 2, chapter 2, 6 through the 7th verse. It says, and this is always the NIV version, it's not the King James. Just as you receive Christ Jesus as your Lord, continue to live in him, rooted and built up in him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness. Even though you don't always see progress in your walk with God, you can be sure that your roots are going down deep. Beneath the soil, God tends to your faith. The longer you walk with him, the deeper his hold is on you. And that is very true. As you continue to walk with him, you should get understanding and wisdom and helping you to make choices in life. So continue to walk with him. You may, if you came to him with nothing and simply surrendering his love to his love, and that's all it takes, just a willing to keep walking with him and trusting that he strengthens your roots beneath you. And you know, if the soil is not good, then the root will not live. If you cut a tree, for instance, when you cut a tree down, but you leave the stump, that stump will not continue to grow. So we need to be, we are just like that tree. If that tree is not rooted and planted correctly, it will not grow. So it's important for us to be in his word and ask the Holy Spirit to help us. And because we must be rooted, and God will help us that root. He will help us, the roots, and also that roots will be deep down in the ground, which will it will continue to grow, just like our wisdom and understanding will continue to grow. We will get stronger and stronger in faith, and more understanding and wisdom, which will help us to make good decisions, also to help others as well too. It gives you that strength and gives you wisdom to when you're talking to someone. He will give you the words to say to that person automatically, and that person will be encouraged by what you say to them. Also, in Ephesians 5:15 says, "Be very careful then how you live, not to be unwise, but as wise, as you walk with the Lord each day." You will face many crossroads. God will open the way before you, but he will not mandate your steps. He's giving you a free will with which to choose the steps you take. Yes, he gives us free will. Sometimes we don't always make the right decision when he's given us that free will. So I want him to stay on my path at all times because, yes, yeah, sometimes I make wrong decisions and I don't like it. So I want to definitely be in his will at all times. So whenever I am making a phone call to make some changes on any situation, bills or policies or whatever, I always pray before I make the phone call. And what I also do to asking God to give me the right person to talk to. Because when we don't put God in it, sometimes things don't always work out right. It says, commit your plans to the Lord, and he will establish your path. So that's what we need to do at all times. Always, God is never too busy for us. So never think that because you're constantly talking to him or asking him things, he doesn't mind. And I know he gets tired of me because I'm constantly asking him questions or making sure when I do make a phone call that he has his angels to make sure I talk to the right person and get the right results. Times are not always perfect. It's not always everything right, but I'll be still pleased with the end results. So always make sure that you continue to have your daily walk with God. God will open the way before you. He will not mandate your steps, but he will give you free will which to choose the steps you take. He does admonish you to choose wisely, though. The safest way to do is to keep your hand in God's hand at all times. Just like I was saying, make sure when you're making a decision or anything, ask God, you know, pray a short prayer just before you make that phone call or talk to that person. And also ask for divine order because he gives that to you as well. He will never let you wander off the path. And if you do wander off, he'll find a way to get you back there. That's when you have to be open to those little voices that he gives you. Reach out to him, and he will be there. He's there sometimes. He let us mess up sometimes because we don't take the time to ask him what to do. So he gives us that free will to mess up. But if you want to have most of your things to be in divine order, ask for it and also pray about things. Most of the time when I make those phone calls, I do get the right people to talk to. Yeah, sometimes not always the things that I want to hear, and they can't make changes themselves because they are not the owner or whatever, so they have to go by some rules. But most of the time, you can get things done pretty much when you're asking God to be within that situation that you're getting ready to make a call. It works itself out most of the time. I would say most, very high percentage of the time that when you go and ask God for his guidance, he certainly does. So be mindful as you have your daily walk. Make sure you include God in all of your plans. Says commit to the Lord, whatever you do, and he will establish your path. And he does, he means that. So just remember and to know that when you make that phone call or talk to that person, just make sure that you have said a little prayer, something within you to work it out. And sometimes when you're in the midst of a situation that is not looking so good, bring God in it. Start saying some verses. Something happened to me today at work. Someone was really getting on my nerves. But I had to change that thing around because if I kept letting that person get on my nerve, I might would have said something. I may make my morning to be really not a good morning because I would let that person get on my nerve, and pretty much might have been a lasting moment that it would have just messed up my day. So I didn't want that to happen. So as that person was talking to me, I have to, you know, I have to start being patient and knowing that I'm not going to let this person get on my nerves, even though the person was getting on my nerves. And I start saying little verses and stuff within me. They couldn't hear it. But I needed to be more humble, so I would, you know, I could take care of his the problem that he had, and that he would not get any more upset than he already was, and I would not. So it worked itself out, but like I say, it wasn't starting off so good. I said, oh no, I'm not going to let this day, him mess up my day. And like I say, we get that. That happens in our lives all the time. You're going to get someone who is very negative, but we can change that around to make it positive for ourselves, so we wouldn't have to go through those feelings that they left us with after they leave. So just be prayerful in your daily walk with everything that you do. And I mean, I'm not going to guarantee that everything's going to be everything nice and sugar and spice like they would say, but most of it, by the end of the day, when I ask for the divine order, everything is in order. So, and how things are happening now, we need to be very more prayerful in our daily walk with God because of the things, our surroundings, and just making sure that we ask for protection and peace. I normally say the prayer of no weapon that is formed against me shall prosper. And I also include my family in that scripture as well, too, because, you know, you hear what is happening at the schools and everywhere things are happening. So we have to be very prayerful and say these scriptures. Find scriptures that will help you in your daily walk, protections and whatever. You know, there's lots of, I just love going to the Book of Psalms because that's where I find a lot of my scriptures that helps me fight, keep the enemy off. And just I just feel protected when I say those scriptures. Psalms 27, the Lord is the light of my salvation, whom shall I fear? I say that one all the time, too, and because stuff is crazy out there. So let the Holy Spirit continue to be a part of your life and your daily walk, and ask God each day to help you with everything that you do. But you will face crossroads, just like he says, but He will make your crooked road straight. He will work it out. So just knowing that, and asking God in every situation that we encounter in life, especially now more than ever. So that is all I wanted to talk about. Just knowing that, just like T.D. Jakes says, that for every problem there is a prescription. Answer to that prescription. We have to give him those problems, and he will find ways to answer them and solve them for us. So that is all I have tonight. But next Tuesday, we're going to have a guest speaker. Our guest speaker is going to be Minister Anika Reed, and she'll be bringing a word to us. I will have more information when I'm introducing to her, so be available next Tuesday to listen to her. I'm going to have a couple more speakers back-to-back, and I hope that you will invite others. And like I say, next week she'll be on the air, Minister Anika Reed. She's one of the ministers at the Greater Piney Grove Baptist Church. And she's one of our prayer warriors. So Tune in again next week, same time, from 10 to 10:30 p.m. Be blessed and have a great week. And just know that for every problem, there's a prescription. Good night.
For favor, this is my season to reap what I have sown. This is my season for grace, for favor. Yeah. This is my season to reap what I but I sure been faithful. See, God's got a purpose, yes, and I know He's able. I've got to see in the ground that He's blessing, no more stressing. I've got to see in the ground. Now I'm knowing. And it's showing my feet for grace, for favor. It only works when we all do it.
This is my season.
To do what?
To be what I have known.
Come on, you say. This is my season for grace. For what else?
For favor.
This is my season. To reap what I have sown. Everything is working together for my good. Hey, church, everything is working. Don't feel good, but it's working
for my good.
Say it again, y'all. Everything is working.
Come on, y'all.